How you going? My name's Nick. I've got a 99WRX. Two questions. So it's pretty standard. It's got exhaust. I've only had it for a couple of months. So it's running 14 pounds, okay? And there's no. I'm unsure if it's got a boost leak or it's been tuned previously to 14 pounds because. Anyway, so I've got a. I just bought an aftermarket wastegate, turbo smart one. Should I want to bring it to you guys. I wanted to know about your tuning prices and how I should go about this. Should I buy a? Should I not put it on until I've got a boost controller? Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. Yep. Yep. Okay. Yep. Okay. Okay. So what sort of dollar figure are we talking for the ECU? Okay, yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So if I was, because running the standard cooler, if I was to put a process west, does that come with that, or is that something? No. Okay, yep. 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 Okay. Okay, so there's no point buying a turbo e-boost. I'm better off spending my money on the ECU. Yep. Yeah. So, because look, it goes all right, but I just wanted to be reliable. So I don't want to go crazy on it. But this is, this is the C. I wasn't before I spoke to you. I wasn't thinking ECU, but now obviously, that's the way to go about it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. 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 So apart from me buying the right now, I've just bought the turbo smart wastegate. What else should I buy before I bring the car to you? Or do I leave the standard top mount? Do I leave? It's running the factory airbox. Do I change that? What would you recommend? Yes, it does, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because I've got no idea if it's got a bro, fuel pump or not. I've got no idea. So am I looking at 2 grand, or is that 2 grand plus tuning? So what's tuning? So 990, yeah. Yeah, okay. 3,500. Okay, well, yeah, that's good to know. And then would we have a like a boost controller under the bonnet somewhere, like a TP somewhere? On the side, on the okay, and then okay, so what sort of out like how much more kilowatts are we talking by just doing these couple of things? Because I notice, like after, 4,000 RPM, that it. I don't know if that's the wastegate or the airfield, the standard airbox. It's not as good as it is down low. Is that just how they all are? This is my first GC8. All right. What how much notice do you guys need? Because I'm a painter, so I'm about to paint the car. So that would be about a month. How much notice do you need before? So say I wanted to book the car in. I called you today. And I'm happy to book it in. How much notice do you need? As in about 2 weeks' notice. Okay. Okay. And should I put a Process West air intake on it, or am I wasting my money? Just leave it. A Process West top mount. Okay. All right. Well, that's something I'm definitely looking at. So you know how I said it's running 14 pounds? Is that it? They don't run 14 pound factory, do they? Oh, they do. So they do. Okay. Because there's only a blow-off valve on it, 3 inch, and that's well, that's all that's got on it. But it goes all right. But I haven't owned. I've driven other ones, but I haven't owned other ones to know if this is yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, no. Okay. Okay. All right. What was your name? Alec. Okay. All right. I'll jot that down in my notes. And when after I painted the car, which should be about a month, so that will still be in November. My name's Nick. I'll reach out again, and by then I might even have a top a process rest on top mount on it, and then I'll bring it in. All right, easy. All right. And just leave the actuator off and leave the okay. Okay. All right, sounds good. I'll be in touch. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.